place to fly. Hey everybody, today is Sunday, March 4th, 0 UTC, and it's time for the Creative Common Valence Electron Show. I'm DJ Marcus.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
All right. So, hey everybody. This is DJ Marcus, and today is going to be a chilled-out, synthesizer-y kind of show. As always, these are all Creative Commons licensed songs, and I'm just excited. It's 0 UTC. We just had a good old Snow Dusk on, and before that, we had Hard Mouse, and there's just a great three-hour chunk, and we're going to close it out with some chill music. You know, if you fall asleep during the show, that's totally cool, because it's late. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to start off with some heavier stuff and then kind of mellow out as it goes. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoy it. All right, this first song is called Meat, which is kind of fun. This is by a collective, I think, called JCM Canada. It came out in 2017. And as far as I can tell, yeah, here we go. It's Creative Commons Share Alike. Creative Commons Share Alike. I don't know why I'm double-guessing myself. Anyway, I'm trying this thing where I'll be introducing the song as the intro of the song happens, unless it's a no derivative work, and hopefully that helps it flow a little better so that it's not like, song one, stop, song two, stop. Because whenever I hear, you know, Snow Dusk or Hard Mouse sets, I'm like, man, I want to get better at that. So, anyway, enough meta. I hope you enjoy it. Had a real Stranger Things kind of vibe to it, huh? So this next song is by Marie Bass Productions. It's the third song off of this album, and it's called Loba Synth Attack. This is a Creative Commons by attribution license song, and it came out just in May of 2017. The bass on this is really nice, so I hope you enjoy it. Getting into some more heavy drums. This is JCM Canada again. This is Stonehouse Drum and Synth, and this is a great song if you like drums and if you like bass. There's a synthesizer bit in there, which makes it kind of fit with the show. I don't know. Anyway, I love this kind of music, so I kind of mix them all together. Anyway, so this song is licensed under a Creative Commons share alike license. So you can edit it, remix it, do all the cool stuff. Just be sure you reuse this license or one that's as loose as this license.
Listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right, everybody. You are listening to Anon Radio, which is powered by SDF. If you want to host a show, you can check out anonradio.net. There's a spot where you can volunteer to be a DJ. Just submit a show idea and you can get approved. Also, you can always go to Calm, which is a chat program on SDF. SDF.org is the super dimensional fortress. You can also go to freeshell.org. It's a great service, great site. And there's all sorts of really cool stuff going on. You could set up a Gopher space. Gopher's an old protocol, all text-based. So, you know, you can see what the internet was before. There's Bboard, which is kind of like a forum. It's an old bulletin board service. Anyway, I think it's really cool, and I spend probably half of my time online now wandering around SDF and checking stuff out. So if you have any interest in computing, art, literature, science, just in general, if you're a well-rounded person who's not afraid to type on the keyboard and read some text, I'd say give SDF a shot. There's so much to do there. But anyway, enough about that. We're here for the bass. This next song coming up here is from our good friends, Split Hacker. It's not really our good friends, but I like to pretend. This is Electronic Chill Out, and this is classified as a dance chill out song, which I thought was kind of funny. But anyway, it's a Creative Commons by attribution licensed song, and the artist says, as a comment on their song, "This is my new electronic chill out dance demo." Oh, not like me, but here you have. So, I think that attests to how the way the song sounds. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying it. Where we start getting into more chill kind of stuff. We'll still have some drums for you though. This is the Endless Chill Indie Electronic song by Alwyn Bronze, and it's a Creative Commons by Attribution licensed song. There's not a whole lot to say other than it's pretty chill, and I dig this song. It's a short one though. It's only 2.5 minutes. Yeah, let's keep this chill train going here. This song coming up is from a group or artist called Pluto Tracks. This is Better. It's a hip-hop beat. It's labeled as having a piano and guitar instrumental, chill, ambient, relaxing background music. I like this song a lot. It's got a good bass line to it that just kind of helps bring it all together. It still made me kind of want to just relax. This would be the show, out of all the shows that I've done, I think that this would be the show, like, if you smoke marijuana, this would be the playlist that's like, yeah, life is good. But anyway, I don't know about all that. So, anyway, we're having fun. Be back in about 4 minutes. This is a Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike song. Like the vacuum tubes have warmed up. This next song's by an artist called Cyzor, C-Y-Z-Z-O-R, and the track is called Dream Electronic Celebration Synth. This song is a Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike song, and it is very synthesizery. It's very chill, and I like it very much. Hope you do too. We'll be right back. time to fire up the engines. We're going to go ahead and get this track Voyager going. This is by Bitrate, and it's a Creative Commons share-alike licensed song. And it's kind of amazing, because I think this song only has like 300 plays, and it's really good. So I think that somebody's sleeping on this one. Anyway, again, it's Voyager. It's the original mix by Bitrate. Check it out. So, you guys might be wondering, Marcus, what's this Creative Commons business you're talking about? If you check out creativecommons.org, you can learn all about it. But Creative Commons is a way to license your artwork or your creative works and allow people to use it without giving it all away. You can still sell it and buy it, consume it. But it also explicitly allows for things like remixes or doing derivative works. There's even a no, it's less free, but you can even do, like, free as in freedom. You can also do stuff like no commercial, and then you could release it, and people can use it for whatever they want, get it on YouTube or wherever, and they just attribute to you or give you attribution. So, anyway, I'm a big fan of the Creative Commons and of free software licenses in general. So, that's my shout out. Check out creativecommons.org. And if you're into software or you're a developer, check out the Free Software Foundation. Anyway, let's go ahead and jump over to the next song. Richie und Mo, Just Chill, is the name of this song, and it's by a guy named Plas X Kuberg Electronic. Sorry if I butchered that. Hopefully we can all just, you know, chill. Make ourselves a transistor sandwich. This is Astral Projection and Peanut Butter by Transistor Sandwich. And the artist goes ahead and gives a description. This started out as a swirly, dreamy synth pad and minimal accompaniment for use as a subtle background. It developed a bit of a dual identity with the addition of some pumping electronic rhythms. So, I really like this song, and it is very, it's super synthesizer-y, which, you know, I love that stuff. So, I hope you like it too. Alright, so just to be sure that we do this right, the song is Astral Projection and Peanut Butter by Transistor Sandwich and is licensed under a Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike license. Alright, I'll be back in 6 minutes, and then we've got 2 songs left in the show. yeah. Bitrate's back here with this next song. This is Double One, the original mix extended version. And this is Bitrate. I noticed on these tracks I was looking for that there's a lot of good music and there's a lot of not so great music. It's part of the fun of making the show. But with that comes the fact that sometimes you find an artist like Bitrate or that JCM Canada that they just put out so many good songs, it's hard not to feature more than one song. This song is going to be licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike license. It is 7 minutes and 50 seconds of pure synthesizery joy. Oh,
A number you have reached in Weirs Cave, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Weirs Cave, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
This particular office has a strange intercept arrangement on its vacant levels because first there's a series of soft ticks, and then there's a ring trip, and then finally the recording comes on. Here's the same thing from another phone call. That's another recording that doesn't reset when you flash. When we tried to find a ringing number in Weirs Cave, we instead had this happen. Ouch. In these steps, the power ring is separate from the audible ring, and sometimes the phone is ringing before you even hear anything. We didn't get a good 234 ringtone from Harrisonburg. It was actually very hard to find a working number there, but from the tributaries we did. All right, we've only got three more tributaries to spelunk through, so let's get to the next one, 879. It's a noisy one, and if it's like the others, the voice will sound warm with no whooshing.
The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in... The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you...
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of enjoying hearing her voice start to falter a little bit.
Please hang up and dial directory assistance. Directory assistance.
I mean, this is really getting monotonous, isn't it? Not the carrier systems, the recordings. And I did want to include those because it gives a sense of what voices sound like coming through these systems. The voice quality on the recordings is pretty good and does serve as a good test. The exception, of course, is...
Keezeltown, Virginia.
Keezeltown? Anyway, here's a ring in Dayton, Virginia. In the middle of this call, you can actually hear some RF crosstalk. Alright, let's call another tributary, 867. You'll hear some crosstalk here.
The number you have reached. The number you have reached in Hinton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
That trunk was one of those reasonably quiet, whooshy-type trunks, same as we got calling 269 Kieseltown. You know, I'm going to give these mystery carrier types some arbitrary names here. This carrier sound, I'm going to call Mystery Type 3. It's pretty quiet, it whooshes, and often there's also a high-pitched tone singing along with the voice, and the ringtones, of course. Here's a ringing number in 867 Hinton, which also goes out on a Mystery Type 3 trunk. Goes another dime. Now, there's something on the tape here which shows that in 1976, there were still phone booths in this area. Or is it booths? I don't know. I haven't seen a phone booth in so long that the plural is a distant memory. In any event, a noisy truck is going by, and you can hear me telling Dave to close the door of the phone booth.
Get through with this first. Close the door. It's too much noise in here.
Much better. Closing the door and tightly covering the mouthpiece and earpiece really helps reduce the unwanted noise. I mean, after all, what is it that we came to this place to record in the first place?
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
You're damn right. Now there's one more trib left, 828. This goes out on what I'm going to call a Mystery Type 2 trunk. Very noisy, no whooshing. Ringiness at 6,900 hertz, that's a continuous ringiness, not ringing along with the sound, and the sounds that come through these trunks have a warm, pleasant sound. Oh boy, now this is another Type 2 trunk, but there are also two power supply noises added in. One of them is coming from the 828 office, and sounds like this. That's audible in this mess right now. The other added noise will be audible in a minute because 828's going to quiet down once we get on the recording trunk.
The number you have reached.
Okay, now you can hear a sound like this. That's coming from Harrisonburg.
The number you have reached in Bridgewater, Virginia is not in...
Next, a ringing number going over a Type 2 trunk again.
The number you have reached in Bridgewater, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached...
One last thing before we go. It turns out